We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back in. Is hour number two. Listen, get a quick update from our good buddy Landon Powell, the head coach at North Greenville University. Because, Coach Powell, I'm going to call you this from this point moving forward because you've earned it now. You have the biggest weekend in your career as head baseball coach at North Greenville ahead of you. The number three Catawba Indians coming in to take you on at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Only one game going to be necessary on Saturday at 4 p.m. Landon, but it's also alumni weekend as well. So you got a lot of roads you got to navigate here, bud.
No, it's exciting. This is what it's all about. You know, you work all year through recruiting and the fall practices and everything. I mean, it all leads up to these kind of opportunities. So have a chance to win two games and go to a World Series and do it at home on our home field in front of our fans and our alumni. I'm not sure I could ask for much more. So we're excited. I think my guys are ready, and we're looking forward to a fun weekend.
So, I mean, you're going to have your hands full. Catawba comes in at 45-12. They were 17-7 in their conference in an 11-game win streak. That's good, and you will have earned it if you make it to the D2 World Series up there in Cary.
Yeah, anytime, you know, this time of season, this time of year, if you're still playing, you're playing against really good teams. So we know Catawba really well. We played them once in the regular season, played them last year also. They got a great program, a legendary coach who's been doing this a while and has a very well-coached group of kids. So, we do have our hands full, but I think so do they. We got a great ball club, a lot of really good players, and we're playing good baseball at the same time. So the two of us, I think, are both deserving, and I'm looking forward to battling it out and seeing which one of us gets to move on.
Yeah, and here's the deal. We can let people know they can go to the website, nguathletics.com. You can purchase tickets all the times, everything up. Listen, y'all don't determine the ticket price. It is required by the NCAA, but you know what? 8 p.m. tomorrow night, 4 p.m. first game on Saturday, they're at the complex. And, these are exciting times. I know people that they're planning on going up there and supporting you. Why? Because this is it's a chance for history for North Greenville University.
Yeah, and we're excited to have that opportunity to show people a really good brand of baseball. You know, I think even if you're not a North Greenville alum or North Greenville fan, you just love baseball, come watch us this weekend. There's not a whole lot of other baseball going around. You know, Cornell's still hanging on, I guess, in the ACC tournament, but there's not a lot of other baseball going on around right now. So come check us out. See some great baseball. We play a very high-level game. We'll have some good pitchers going. Catawba's got a great team. I think it'll be exciting, and it's better than sitting home on the couch. You know, come watch some ball.
Coach, you said earlier that you faced Catawba early in the year, and they had you up against the ropes until the eighth inning where you guys came back from a 6-3 deficit to win 7-6. How does playing a team earlier in the year, play them at home, Do you get any special scouting reports going into it? Like, you go back, review that film a little bit? Or do you just kind of go, okay, it's a brand new team. We're both going for the same goal. It's a brand new ball field.
I'd say a little bit of both. We do have a little bit of familiarity with them because we did play them early in the year. So we know which guys in our lineup can run. We know which guys like to bunt. We saw a couple of their good bullpen arms. So there's we have a little bit of info on them. But at the same time, a weekday game like that early in the year, we didn't see their weekend arms. They didn't see our weekend starters. They might have been missing a guy or two with injury. We might have been missing a guy. So I'd say a little bit of both. We have some familiarity with them, but we also it'll be different. It'll be new, and they're playing different baseball right now than they were then, and I think so are we. So we're not going to overthink it. We're going to go out there and we believe in our guys' abilities and the things that have been working for us. And, I firmly believe that if my team goes out and plays what they're capable of playing, that we'll be in good shape. They've positioned themselves all year long to have an opportunity to go to the World Series, and I don't think this weekend will be any different. They go play their brand of baseball and have fun and enjoy the process. I feel confident we'll be victorious at the end of it.
Yeah, and I do too, because, again, you swept through last weekend in your regional. This is Coach Landon Powell, North Greenville Crusaders. Follow him on Twitter at LandonPowell10, also at NGU Athletics as well. But, Landon, you know, the year before you came in 5 years ago, 8 wins for this program. Every year has kind of been a building block. Last year, you know, did not end the way you wanted to, even though it was there hosting a regional. Now this year, another block laid down hosting a super regional. Regional at the Dillard Field at Ashmore Park up there at North Greenville, and this will be the final building block of the foundation before you get any. You already got a gorgeous field, a facility, as you mentioned a few weeks ago, building a new dorm right there down the line as well. But now you have the final building block in place for that permanent structure that's going to surround that field.
Yeah, so as soon as we're done playing here this weekend, so I guess as early as next week, they're starting construction behind home plate for stadium seating and press box and president's suite, concessions and bathrooms, all those good things. So it's going to finalize the piece that's going to make this look like a legit big-time college baseball program's facility. Obviously, we have the first turf baseball field in the state of South Carolina, and we've been really spoiled with that. So adding in the stadium seating and press box and all that stuff is just going to kind of finish that phase of it and make it look really good. And then there are future phases. I mean, they're going to, at some point, hopefully soon, tear down and rebuild our locker room and coaches' offices. And they're going to put a dorm down the first baseline, 80-room dorm. And then they're putting a new health and wellness center for all students at North Greenville. That's going to go behind the right field fence. So they've kind of decided to make baseball the centerpiece of campus here and build a lot of things around it. That's exciting for us as a program and for me as a coach to know that our school really supports what we're doing and they want to bring more attention and more energy to the program. And all those things are positive and exciting. So I'm really thrilled with how the last 5 years have gone. And I think two wins this weekend, mm-hmm. getting us to a World Series will just be a cherry on top, you know?
No doubt about it, because Landon Patrick, who's filling in for Diesel as producer, not board op this week, he's a recent North Greenville grad. And he's like, it is unbelievable. It's, you know, I remember when Yount Stadium was built going, wow, this is nice. And now, you know, people here in Greenville need to go check out what is being built up there, because I know they were your rival in college, Clemson. I didn't go down there for about 10 months, and the building going on is unbelievable, and people like to be part of a winning program.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously winning makes things a little easier. It makes things more fun. So that's helped us here at North Greenville. And, you know, we're never going to compare to Clemson or South Carolina or some of those major universities, but when it comes to Division II universities, we're going to be the cream of the crop here, not just in baseball, but all our facilities, all our sports. North Greenville has done a great job in supporting athletics, and you're starting to see North Greenville come on the map in a lot of different ways, a lot of different sports. So I hope that our town of Greenville and the people that live in this area start to recognize what a cool thing is going on up here and get involved, support the program, support baseball, I think Greenville needs something like that. It's great.
Yeah, because, good communications program up there. People don't know about theater as well. A lot of good things happening at North Greenville. It starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Tickets are $12 for adults, for children 5 under 2 years old. It's free. You can bring your own chair out. It's a beautiful facility. You're looking up at the mountains in the back, man. It is a great way. And, of course, Friday night at 8 p.m., probably aren't going to have to deal with 99-degree weather, just 85, you know what I mean?
Once that sunsets, it'll feel really good up here in the foothills of the mountains. So you can't – honestly, I know we're saying a lot of good things about North Greenville, but one thing that no one can deny is this is a beautiful setting for baseball, with the way our field is positioned and the mountains in the background. And the sun sets right over those mountains. It's beautiful. So come check us out.
Well, listen, before I let Patrick go ahead.
I was about to say, we're saying a lot of good things about North Greenville. I can say about one or two things that need to be changed in North Greenville.
More
First of all, options up there. Bruce Hall needs to be tore down.
Okay?
I can't. Coach, Coach Lass, he understands Bruce Hall needs to be tore down. But, Coach, when you came in, North Greenville was, you know, kind of the laughingstock of D2 baseball. You come in and change the whole face of NGU baseball to where now it's – more or less, everyone's kind of excited for the baseball season to kind of turn around campus. What has that kind of been like around campus to kind of get the students involved into it as well? Because now a lot more students are engaging on social media about it as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. I mean, that's part of building a program. You know, you need everyone involved. We don't want to just do this thing by ourselves. We want the school and the students, the faculty. We want everyone to be involved and feel like this is theirs. And so it gives me a lot of pride hoping that these kids come out and watch games. It gives them more extracurricular activities that they can do here on campus. I know Tigerville is a little secluded out here, and there's not a whole lot going on. So to have an opportunity to go watch the baseball team be successful, win games, have fun. Listen, at my college experience at South Carolina, I know a lot of students went to games at Sarge Fry Field. It was one of their favorite pastimes to go watch games at that ballpark. And the atmosphere and the environment was incredible. So I could only wish that we could build something like that here at North Greenville where students really want to be there and sit in the stands and watch games. And so that's what it's all about, man. This is a family out here. We say every time we break down after practice or after a game, we get our team together on our huddle, we say family on three, and that's really what it is. And so to have the faculty, students, staff, everyone on our side, it's invaluable.
Well, listen, couldn't be more proud of you. We've been happy to go on this ride. Now, not even gonna challenge this till after this weekend. But next week, as you make your way to the World Series, I'm gonna call and do the same offer for y'all that I just did for Limestone Lacrosse, who's playing in the national championship game on Sunday. But let's go ahead and handle business at 8 p.m. tomorrow. And then 4 p.m. on Saturday, then we can discuss all that. But, Landon, it's been a fun ride, man. It really has been. NGU Athletics has all the information for the Super Regional for the Southeast between you and Catawba College. I am doing everything possible to get up there on Saturday.
Serge, appreciate you, man, and all the support you've given us over the years, and your friendship means a ton. So I hope I can see you here Friday night, but if not, we're going to win it for you anyway.
Well, I will be there on Saturday. I literally, since I get Monday off for Memorial Day, I'm going to do a show up in Spartanburg, spend a little family time, and then do my best. Because I think your SID kind of hit me up the other day when we were talking about, you know, you went in going, hey, Sturge, does this mean an appearance in Tigerville? And no offense, I don't want to be shamed. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
All right, go concentrate. Go get your meeting in for everything. Don't break the rules and bring out two wins, and we'll have some more fun. Appreciate it, Landon.
All right, Sturge. See you.
All right. And listen, make it, you can make the Southern Conference Baseball Tournament with Wofford and Furman still competing in it. Mm-hmm. Wofford playing tonight. You can make that, your hometown tournament at Fluor Field. But this is your hometown team playing in their first Super Regional, Patrick. Last mm-hmm. year, they hosted a regional. That's where it came to an end. That's what I was sort of talking about, the foundations and building blocks. This year, we don't want that season ending on the home field, but next year it's going to be a completely new home field advantage up there for a program that's doing absolutely next level things right now.
They're growing and growing, and where they need to grow. For me, you know, as an alumni of this school, you know, I have so many friends, you know, who are Clemson alumni, and they go, "Man, look at this!" Like everyone's proud of their, college and stuff like that. I don't really get a chance to express that on the sports level because, again, D2 doesn't get that much publicity. However, this Friday and Saturday are going to be fun atmospheres because, again, you can bring your own lawn chair out there. You sit on a hill and you watch baseball. It reminded me of, like, what we used to do for Little League games, yeah. You know? It's just a fun environment. What you see on the field is nothing like Little League. In fact, it's more like D1, mm-hmm. maybe even MLB-level baseball. But these kids are good. They're fast. They're hungry. They want this victory to erase that taste out of their mouth last year. I think this is going to be a good series.
Well, Catawba's playing well. You don't make it this far if you're not playing well.
So, exactly.
They will have earned their way to Cary. And, of course, don't forget about Limestone on Sunday. That's at 1 p.m. up there in Philadelphia. They will take on Merrimack College in the Division II Lacrosse National Championship game. Coach Clark was texting me last night. And, listen, that's big time. Five championship game appearances in the last 6 years for the Limestone State. So think about it. Number one in D2 baseball here in the upstate. Number one in Division II lacrosse here in the upstate. Number one in college football in the FBS division here in the upstate. While it hasn't been the most fantastic year when South Carolina basketball, Clemson basketball fails to make the NCAA tournament in South Carolina, we still got a lot of good things going on, and sometimes we take it for granted.
I agree.
All right, when we come back, first of all, any trophy's a good trophy unless you make it for yourself and you award it to yourself. But you know what Landon Powell and those guys are working for? They're working to be able to raise that wooden championship plaque-type trophy thing that the NCAA gives out for every championship. But what are some of the best trophies in sport? I know what Patrick Brown's is. I've got a few as well. And then guess what? What's good? There's also bad. The up, the down, the yin, the yang. We'll talk about some of the worst ones as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, Patrick, before we go any further, I appreciate Landon Powell from North Greenville getting in with us. Give him a follow on Twitter at LandonPowell10. So, what we didn't do is give out the 5 p.m. keyword in the free cash dash contest. Somebody can text to 72881, and you got the 5 p.m. keyword.
Well, I mean, we're about to get into the best trophies in sports. You already know I'm going to say the Stanley Cup. And what more fitting word to have than arch, because St. Louis Arch, the Gateway Arch, they're competing for the Stanley Cup trophy. Your 5 o'clock p.m. word is ARCH, A-R-C-H.
To me, is it the Missouri Valley Conference that calls their conference tournament in St. Louis every year ARCH Madness instead of March Madness?
That's clever.
That is very, very well done.
That's great marketing.
Great marketing. All right. So, listen, we like ourselves. If you don't like yourself, go get some help, because guess what? You better accept what's looking back in the mirror, or you're doing some things wrong to begin with.
Sturge, I don't know what you were doing whenever you were younger, but I have this habit of looking in the mirror and just staring at myself too long, because I look good.
Well, you do. You do.
Thank you.
And I challenge you. The man in the mirror is one of the biggest processes in life, is finding out how to accept and how to like that person. Mm-hmm. So beauty is in the eye of the beholder. As much as we have mentioned your fiance, I'm amazed that she can wear contacts, because they have to be awfully thick to fit on those eyeballs. You know what I mean?
Fair play.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But a trophy is an award to acknowledge that a team or a player was the best at what was to be challenged there. You know what I mean? So what are some of the best trophies in sport? And I went through a whole bunch of them, including one that we could play this game for the next year, and I don't think anybody will come up with. But, listen, I'm not much of a NASCAR fan.
Okay.
But, nah, this is not the trophy that I'm talking about. I got one snuck in here that's going to make you go, oh, really? And you might even not know what it is. That's the scary thing. But I think you got, toward the back of my list of favorite trophies in sport would be the Daytona 500. It is actually the Harley J. Earl Trophy. All right?
Such a clean-looking trophy.
Yeah, it's designed the base after the trioval or whatever it's called at Daytona. Yeah, trioval. They also, around that wooden base every year, they add a little gold placard to it for the champion of that year's race. It weighs 54 pounds, so in my opinion, something that was the original race in NASCAR should have that type of thing. You know what I mean? So even though I'm not really a NASCAR fan, the Daytona 500 to me is the biggest race in NASCAR. It is the only... It's the only sport that maybe has their biggest moment the first point of the year.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But I do like the Harley J. Earl Trophy of the Daytona 500. So that's on my list is great trophies.
We're going to keep with racing. I'm going to say the Borg Warner Trophy.
Indy 500.
As the Indy 500 trophy.
I just don't want... Dude, give me a good scotch or a good bourbon. Don't give me milk to drink after I win a freaking race.
Look, I understand the tradition. I understand the pedigree of it. But that trophy is amazing because I love it because it has the face of every winner who's won the Indy 500. And it gets bigger and bigger each year. I'm a huge, huge fan of those type of trophies. Plus, the moment's nice. You get to kiss the bricks afterwards.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, another one of my favorite trophies, and I get to hold every year. That's the Heisman Trophy.
Mm.
George Rogers, you know, and trust me, everybody knows the pose. You know what I mean? We now see guys celebrating. I still maintain, what was it, Desmond Howard that year that won it over Peyton Manning? It was his moment at the end of the Ohio State game after I think he ran a kickback where he did the high. Mm-hmm. That kind of got him. People were tired of hearing about Peyton Manning at that point. You know what I mean? Because then the Peyton Manning argument came up. Who would you take first in the NFL draft, Peyton Manning or Ryan Leaf? You know, Peyton had been put up on that pedestal for so long that people kind of wanted him, at least in the SEC, to go down. You know what I mean? And I think that was I'm tired of this kind of thing. You know, he's been so good and so I'm tired. So I think that moment, I believe it was Desmond Howard when he did the Heisman pose, or Charles Woodson, actually, I believe it was. That ended up pushing him. That was that final memory. We were talking about Clemson baseball with the tournament committee. Their final memory of Clemson this year is going to be almost having a perfect game against Louisville in the ACC tournament.
Exactly.
So – I think the Heisman Trophy, and I get to hold George Rogers every year, and I think that's one of my favorite, most iconic trophies in sport.
Okay. For me, I'm going to take this one across the pond because, you know me, I love the different sports. I love the different scenes, all that stuff. I'm talking about the English Premier Trophy.
I wouldn't know what it looked like if you came up and slapped it down on the table right
it
here.
It is a giant trophy with a gold crown on top of it, and it has some flair to it, like on the side that has the main sponsor. I'm not going to say the sponsor's name. But for the team that wins it, it has the color of that team on it. It is a huge honor to win it. So many iconic moments of game-winning moments to win that trophy happened throughout the whole history of the Premier League. It is one of my favorite trophies to see.
All right, so I'm going to trust you on that one because we say what's good, you almost have a bad. So let's give the as above, so below when it comes to soccer. To me, one of the most disappointing trophies in all of sport is the FIFA World Cup trophy. It looks like the little idol that Indiana Jones stole in the movie. You know, it is the most hotly contested trophy in the world. Is that a fair way of saying it? Yeah, at least they had the freaking sense, did FIFA. They were thinking about raising the number of teams in the World Cup over in Dubai to 48 teams. No, it's going to be so freaking hot over there, you should probably cut it to 16 teams. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I just laughed. They parade the team up the aisle and get it and, you know, praise the president of FIFA for allowing them to play. It's this little old gold trophy. You know what I mean? I think that's one of – that should be gigantic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Screw tradition. They at least make it 3 feet tall instead of 1 foot tall, however tall it is. All right. Here's my funny one before we get out, and we'll continue this on the other side. No, go ahead, and we'll take one phone call as well. Anybody that hasn't seen the movie Karate Kid doesn't know how cool the All-Valley Karate Championship was. I mean, when Daniel LaRusso fought Bad Johnny at the end there, I mean, it was more than just about bragging that I'm better than you. You know what I mean? That's one of the ultimate moments in a so-called sports movie. when Johnny goes and rips the All-Valley Karate Championship trophy out of the judge's hands and gives it to Daniel LaRusso, it proved that maybe there was more than one Karate Kid actually in the movie. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe Johnny changed his whole life at that point. You know what I mean? We don't see him as an antagonist further on. But go back and look. It was a double-decker trophy in the All-Valley Karate Championships in the Karate Kid. That's the one I said we could have gone on mm-hmm. forever and you would have never figured out. So,
I have one worse trophy. The WNBA trophy.
Have no idea.
It looks like the Leaning Tower of Pisa with a basketball on top of it. The trophy makes no sense. It doesn't embody the atmosphere that you're playing for. It just looks stupid.
You know, even though it's not on my list of bad trophies, I'm not a huge fan of the NBA title trophy. It's a gold basketball going through a gold net and hoop. You know what I mean?
At least it fits.
Yeah, but it's just, it's the epitome of gaudy. You know what I mean? All right.
I'm turning the computer around so Sturge can see that trophy. That's
looks
worse.
It looks like a microphone. At least what little I saw.
It looks like a silver Q-tip.
All right, so, but beauty's in the eye of the beholder, right? Because that's what all those women are playing for. So it's in the eye of the beholder. What's yours? I've got a few more left. And guess what? It doesn't necessarily. Trophy doesn't mean, you know, Johnny handing the All-Valley Karate Championship trophy over to Daniel LaRusso back in the Karate Kid. Trophies can mean other things as well. We'll come back. 844-GSP-ESPN. Don't forget ARCH. ARCH. There's your North Greenville Education. You didn't spell it because you couldn't, right?
I did spell it.
Oh, you did? Okay, I'm sorry. ARCH. That's your 5 p.m. keyword. Text that to 72881.
I didn't go to App State, all right? I went to North Greenville.
Hey, you best get all that out of your system. He started his way up the west side of the
state of
Florida.
It's no longer his birthday. I can do whatever I want.
But tomorrow is Mark Ryan's birthday. Let's go ahead and give him a early happy birthday. Go light him up at Mark Ryan on air.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Trophy, a cup or other decorative object awarded as a prize for victory or success. Or the second one, in ancient Greece or Rome, the weapons and other spoils of a defeated army set up as a memorial of victory. So listen, trophies can be different things. They can be pretty. Some like we've talked about, the Daytona 500, Stanley Cup, not to mention whatever the European Pro Soccer League trophy is, but again, college football, it's the Heisman Trophy. My favorite of all time, as I mentioned, was the All-Valley Karate Championship from the Karate Kid. But you know what my two favorite trophies in sports are? First of all, neither one of them are actually a trophy. What about the Masters Green Jacket? I mean, if I could win any of the four majors, I'd take whichever one they threw me. But if I got to choose the major, the golf award that I wanted to win, it would be that green jacket because it not only is it something that I've always been passionate about tournament-wise, it'd just be fun to be part of the Happy Gilmore conversation of green jacket, gold jacket, who gives a – but to me – the green jacket from the Masters, Patrick, and you as a golfer, mm-hmm. to me, that see, it doesn't have to be a cup. It doesn't have to be a two-tiered thing. You mentioned green jacket. What do you think of?
Everyone understands and everyone knows it's the Masters.
Yeah.
Everyone, it's so synonymous with that event that it just transcends golf.
Yep.
That's how you know you have a successful trophy.
Right. Same thing I would say about the yellow shirt, the yellow jersey for nobody cares about bicycling except for the Tour de France and bicyclists. But we all know what the gold jersey means. Let's get Jim in. Jim, I hope you're having a good afternoon.
I'm good. How about you guys?
Man, we're fantastic.
My favorite trophy is Ryan Tannehill's wife, but seriously.
Or Brooks Koepka's internet star girlfriend that he refused to kiss the other day, which that should have made him ineligible for the PGA Championship right there.
Exactly. Now, my only pet peeve is I hate a sponsored trophy. I think there should be some sanctity to a trophy. I don't want to go see somebody's national championship trophies and see the Sears logo, the Home Depot logo. It just makes it tacky. And there should be some things that we don't commercialize. But I'll hang up, listen to your comments.
Appreciate it, Jim. I appreciate getting in. And that's the thing. I mean, one of the hard things, the bowl games used to be about the name, the Gator Bowl. Mm-hmm. Now they have changed that to the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. Mm-hmm. And at one point, they even threw the Gator Bowl out of it. It was just a Tax Slayer Bowl. Same thing with a certain bowl game in South Florida that moved around for a while. It was known as the CarQuest Bowl and a bunch of other things. And so those sponsors change over the course of time. I wish in some ways, Jim's correct, just give the Gator Bowl trophy out because we don't know who the sponsor is going to be 25 years from now.
Exactly. For me, I'm going to switch it up a little bit for you as well. What is one of the most iconic, not traditional trophies, but belts in all of sports?
I would have put WWE or wrestling belt on this at some point.
I'm putting the WCW Heavyweight Championship, the one that Ric Flair made his own.
That's fine, but that's why I didn't put it on the list. A lot of people have now made their own wrestling belt into a sideline award or something along those lines, and I went, that devalues it. You know what I mean? That devalues the...
That's why I went the old school route. Okay. The WCW was iconic.
If you had to deal with the Four Horsemen, then you deserved it. You know what I mean? So all right, I'll give you... All right, so the Masters green jacket, maybe throw in the yellow jersey. Those are iconic trophies that aren't actually trophies, but they're not the biggest and most important iconic award that's considered a trophy, but not a physically standing trophy. It would be my number one thing that I wanted. I just dropped a couple of hints on you there. You know what I'm talking about? This is number one when it comes to greatest trophy.
I'm trying to think.
Olympic gold medal. That means you are the best in the world, at least as far as the Olympics concerned, whatever your chosen sport is. To me, that is the best. That is the most iconic because you ain't got to go share it with anybody. Now, you can be Michael Phelps, who's won, 20-something medals, and go, here, Dad, take a cup. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that's your choice to share it. Gold medal. Forget the biscuit flour. Gold medal is the best award in sport.
I agree with you for one reason only. When you win the gold medal, everybody hears your nation's national anthem. They listen to your country's national anthem. And for me,
get me started.
I know. And the thing is my favorite moment, and yeah, my favorite moment was back whenever the Winter Olympics was in Canada. It was the U.S. versus Canada in the gold final or gold medal game in hockey. And when Canada won the gold medal, everyone in that building singing "O Canada." Mm-hmm. Like I know they're our rival and stuff like that, but that's just such a good moment.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I was kind of blown away yesterday when we saw the article while we were doing the show that Camping World's getting fined for flying an American flag. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Really? And their owner said, you know what? You can fine me whatever it is, $50 a day. You can raise it to $5,000 a day. I ain't changing it. And you know what? If I had to go buy a camper anytime soon, mm-hmm. I'd go to Camping World just to support decision. All right, 844-GSP. So those are some of the best. You give us your thoughts on it, but bring it to us straight up. But when there's best involved, guess what? There's worse involved as well. And we'll give you some of those on our way out. Top of the 6 p.m. hour, we'll give you a new keyword in the free cash stash. This hour is Arch. But we're going to have a courtesy question. A buddy of mine was going to fill that time slot as a guest, woke up today, could barely speak. I guess the whole hay fever, it all, you know, Right now, we're at that edge where you get a little bit sick by walking outside in the heat and humidity and then turn around walking back in with the air conditioner blower. I'm not sure you could have understood a word of them. So I had to kind of pivot on the fly. I've got a courtesy question. Don't be that guy. But when we come back, the worst. And one of them's a little bit manufactured on my end. I hope I don't mess this up. 844-GSP, ESPN. Coming to you live from the studio on 97.7 FM in Greenville, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, 1330 AM Clemson and Anderson, always online at ESPNUpstate.com. Damian Gregory gets in with us. We've been talking about the best trophies in sports. He says Wimbledon. I'll give 50% on it because I like the men's trophy. Am I a little, is this manufactured that to me one of the worst trophies in sports is the women's trophy? It's a silver plate and not a trophy? I mean, I don't know. Maybe in this day and age, you know, I don't know how it all became about that one was a beautiful trophy and the other's a silver plate. Now, those women want to win that silver plate. But no offense, let's give them the same one as the men's at that point because, you know, women don't want that reference. So I don't blame them. So, yes, I am wholeheartedly agreement, Damian, with the men's trophy. I think that if we're going to do this cultural shift, if you will, quit giving women a plate and men a trophy. Is that fair? You better learn to agree with this stuff, Patrick, because you're about to get married.
Oh, I know. I'm already agreeing. I'm already saying yes to everything.
All right. Like, so speaking of the devil, Damian, let's get your thought process in because, again, I love the email. Great call on the men's trophy, but at this point, let's just quit giving women a plate when it comes to Wimbledon.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, it's not even fair.
Yeah.
It's a plate, I don't want to eat off of my trophy.
Well, the thing is I mean, I want to keep the tradition, but, you know, everybody is offended by something this day. I could see women go, hey, that's a reference to where we were. I agree on that. Give them the same trophy, but I love that. I love that Wimbledon men's trophy.
Oh, man, dude, it is gorgeous, man. One of my favorite sights in my childhood is still going, thankfully. Is Roger Federer lifting that thing year after year?
Yeah, listen, I used to – you want to talk about a sport that's dropped off. We don't have really good Americans right now. But I would, back when I was a kid, right after the local news, they'd have Wimbledon update every night of the week. I would sneak out of my room and watch it and literally get up the final of the 2 weeks, which is the fortnight at Wimbledon, and watch Breakfast at Wimbledon.
Oh, man. I'm going to say this one last thing, and then I'm going to hop off the air because I got to go to work. But first match I ever watched was with my dad, 0-1 Wimbledon, round of 16, Pete Sampras, Roger Federer.
Doesn't get
any better than that.
Yeah, the only thing is I'm a little bit older. Some of those Bjorn Borg, John McEnroe matches back in the day as well, those were a lot of fun. Thanks, Damian. I appreciate the input. Get in with us anytime. A couple other ones. Mentioned the World Cup trophy. That's garbage. Raiders of the Lost Ark idol, for the most combative, if you will, tournament played in the world. Also, like I said, women's Wimbledon, handing a woman a plate in this day and age is the right for a woman to get upset. Now, that's a little manufactured, but I'm erring on the side of caution because anytime I give my wife a plate, she thinks I'm asking for food. All right, and she's cooking tonight, and I don't want to die. All right. How about the Ryder Cup? See, I like the claret jug. I like the green jacket, but that Ryder Cup it's become so contentious in golf. To me, the whole trophy fails a little bit.
Yeah, it is a little bit underwhelming, considering the magnitude of the event. Like, the green jacket makes sense because Augusta
is green.
It's green. That's all it is.
The sandwich bags are green. I mean, by God, you know. So, all right, my final one, and this is a trophy from the past that I don't like because it finally happened if you saw it. Remember the old BCS title trophy?
Yes.
The crystal football on top of the prong. You saw Bama broke one when it fell off its dill and ended up down on the floor. I was waiting for one of those coaches to drop a BCS crystal ball back in the day when they were celebrating on stage and maybe somebody bumped into them, but it never happened. Now, to me, the trophy is a little bit classier look than what we have for the college football playoff. I don't even really know what that is with the football wedged in. It's a microphone. It is a megaphone. But you can't break it. But no. I always thought, you know, they'd hand them the crystal football. One of those was going to end up in front right there on national TV. Right there. And that's the reason it's on my bad list. But listen, you could hand me anything for a college football championship trophy. And
I like that trophy.
I was really just saying, for the damage part, you know, I don't like the megaphone they have now. DB gets in and says, how about the milk celebration? Yeah, can we put some, can we put a certain brown liqueur and a couple other things in and make it a white Russian instead of just milk coming out? And that's this weekend on Monday, right? We've got both the Coca-Cola 600 and the Indy 500. This Sunday. And to me, that's one of the more iconic feats in sport. Those drivers that have competed in both races in one day, your body's just got to be toast after that. You know, you were talking about the G-force and the turns, things of that nature. Well, guess what? Two races, one IndyCar, one NASCAR, one IndyCar. Man, I tell you what, that takes its toll on you. That's an impressive feat, no doubt. All right, when we come back, again, we were supposed to have a guest. I had to pivot on the fly. We're going to piggyback. Remember Mark Childress did his pet peeve bracket?
Mark Ryan.
Mark Ryan just did his pet peeve bracket. Guess what? This one wasn't on it. People, don't be this guy. Literally, don't be this lady. Be this guy. Be considerate of other people's feelings.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.